Luke chapter 8, this is the parable of the sower. And it happened afterwards that Jesus went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the good news of the kingdom of God. That's the gospel of the kingdom, and the 12 were with him. And certain women who'd been healed of evil spirits and illnesses, and I take that to mean that they had been cured of mental illness. Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom had gone 7 demons, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, Susanna, and many others who ministered to him of their wealth. So what a great collection of people. Some women who'd been mentally ill, who'd been cured, and also wealthy women. Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward. And it was actually those women who provided the money that was practically needed for the disciples and Jesus as they went around Galilee doing his ministry. So this is why in the true church there will be a mixture of people. People from all sorts of different backgrounds, just as the 12 disciples are very different. There was Simon the Zealot, who was very zealous to kill the Romans, or had been like that. And there was Matthew, who had been a publican, who was actually had been on the side of the Romans. And we're all brought together in Christ. So when many people were gathered together from every city, he spoke to them a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the birds of the air gobbled it up. Some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Other fell on good ground and sprang up and brought forth 100-fold. When he had said this, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." His disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." So actually one purpose of the parables was so that those who were not humble to God's word would not understand. So they were not just simple stories with obvious meanings. They were stories that were designed to sort out who really wanted to understand and who didn't. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside, by the path, are those who hear. And then comes the devil, the enemy, the adversary, and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root. They believe only for a while, and in time of testing they fall away. So after we believe, there will be a time of testing. Just as Israel were baptized by crossing the Red Sea, and straight away they came into the desert and there was nothing to eat, nothing to drink. They were tested. That which fell among thorns are they who, when they've heard, go forth and are choked with cares and wealth and pleasure of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they who, with an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Now, I've said before that all the parables of Jesus have some things in them that aren't really realistic. And it's those points that are sort of unreal which shout out at us, as it were, which flag attention to an important point. And one here is that this sower is some sort of crazy. He's some sort of fanatic, because a sower sows his seed on good ground. He does not sow his seed normally, throwing it everywhere onto pathways, rocks, thorny areas, etc. But this sower throws the seed out absolutely everywhere. And that is how we should be, and it's how Jesus is with people. He's trying to bring all kinds of people to himself. And the other thing is that the good ground gives an incredible result. Because one grain that falls on it can bring forth 100-fold. Now, one grain if it survives and it grows up into a head of corn, it might have 10 or at the most 20 seeds inside it. But this seed brings forth 100. So the corn that grows up from the one seed has got 100 seeds in it, in its head. So it's showing that the response that is achieved by God's word is huge. So just from hearing the gospel, just from the word of God landing in our hearts, maybe from finding a leaflet, getting given a Bible on a street, there's huge fruit that comes from that. And in the end, we'll end up living forever. And we've often talked about how things began here in Riga, that I was giving out leaflets many, many years ago, and I got a leaflet back with a footprint on it. In other words, I've been giving them out down by the railway station, and someone had thrown it on the ground, someone else had walked on it, and someone else had picked it up and sent it back. And I sent them the literature, and they translated Bible basics into Russian. This is many years ago. And all the fruit that came from that. And when we're in the kingdom of God, we'll look back. And that old man who's long dead now, who was baptized as a result of that, he'll be in the kingdom. And we'll look back and think, well, wasn't that so strange that just from a little bit of paper, a tract that was advertising the gospel that someone else threw on the ground, so we have come to everlasting life. And this miracle goes on in so many lives all the time.